This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Moderna says its COVID-19 vaccine is proving to be highly effective in a major trial. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more on this story.
Week it was Pfizer. Today it's Moderna, which says its vaccine appears to be 94.5% effective.
The results of this trial are truly striking.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the U.S. government's top infectious diseases expert, who warns even with the encouraging news, don't let up on COVID restrictions.
Universal wearing of masks, washing of hands. We should not let the accomplishment of an effective vaccine have us feel we can let our guard down.
If the FDA allows emergency use of either vaccine candidate, there will be limited ration supplies before the end of the year. I'm Shelley Adler.
The European Commission wants to reach a deal with Moderna for the supply of millions of doses of COVID-19 vaccine for a price below $25 per dose, that according to an EU official involved in the talks. The European Union has been in talks with Moderna for its experimental COVID-19 vaccine at least since July, an internal EU document seen by Reuters shows. The head of the World Health Organization said Monday a vaccine would not by itself stop the coronavirus pandemic and that, quote, this is not the time for complacency, end quote. The pandemic is raging months after it broke out, with infections soaring past 54 million globally and claiming more than 1.3 million lives. Last hour, Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said dealing with the virus, quote, cannot be business as usual, end quote, adding, quote, countries letting the virus run unchecked are playing with fire. He said supplies of the vaccine would initially be restricted, with the priority being for health workers. This is VOA News. Hurricane Iota exploded into a catastrophic Category 5 storm Monday before slamming into a remote Central American coastal region, where efforts to evacuate villagers were hampered by shortages of fuel for boats. Iota is due to collide with northeastern Nicaragua Monday night and was packing maximum sustained winds of 160 miles per hour, the U.S. National Hurricane Center said. Russian President Vladimir Putin held a phone call with his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron Monday to discuss the situation in Nagorno-Karabakh, the Kremlin said. The two leaders said that the situation in the region had generally stabilized and that it was time to address humanitarian issues, including the return of refugees and the preservation of Christian churches and monasteries. Four astronauts on their way to the International Space Station after a successful launch of SpaceX Rocket Crew Dragon. The three U.S. crew members and one from Japan are on NASA's first crew rotation mission using a commercial spacecraft. On NASA TV, senior official Kathy Loiters feels good about the launch, but says there is more work to do.
Everybody is so fired up. They're so excited about this mission, but we're not done yet. We need to keep going. That spacecraft's out there with those four precious crew members on them, and we're going to get them to safely to the International Space Station.
The crew are due to arrive at the International Space Station at 4 o'clock GMT Tuesday, joining two Russians and one American who flew there last month from Kazakhstan. U.S. President Donald Trump asserted on Twitter Sunday he will soon file big cases challenging the 2020 election results in which Joe Biden is projected the president-elect. Earlier, President Trump appeared to acknowledge for the first time that Biden won the presidency, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
In a series of Sunday morning tweets, Trump did not use Biden's name, but says he won. At the same time, making clear he's not conceding and will keep trying to overturn the election result. He repeated several baseless claims about the vote, which state and federal officials say was safe and secure. Biden's incoming chief of staff, Ron Klain, told NBC's Meet the Press, if the president's prepared to begin to recognize that reality, that's positive, but adds Trump's Twitter feed doesn't make Joe Biden president or not president. The American people did that. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And repeating our top story, Moderna says its COVID-19 vaccine is proving to be highly effective in a major trial, up to 94.5% effective. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News. Hits.